Welcome back to my podcast, Anthony Everton with Cuddy. It's time for it to go down, and I am your girl forever, Cuddy. Okay, guys, so today we are going to be discussing goal setting. Yes, I'm just going to go right into it. We are going to be discussing goal setting. A lot of people just jump into goals, just decide to start writing goals just because they really don't have, they really don't set smashable goals, and at the end of the year they'll tell themselves, oh, I did not achieve this and this, because your goals do not actually have a direction. I'm just going to say that it doesn't really have a good direction. Like, you didn't even set the goals properly, not to talk of actually implementing these goals or actually getting to achieve these goals, right? So we are going to be talking about goals, and for this podcast I would tell you to get a piece of pen and paper, because it's value overloaded. It's going to be value packed, it's going to be value overloaded, it's going to be you know, I would do it, yeah, you know. And also, I'm still going to say Happy New Year. Like, Happy New Year. It's a new year, so Happy New Year. Okay, yeah. Yes, I don't know how to sing, but then. Okay, guys, so I'll give you, just quickly go get a pen and a paper, and whoops, we're gonna get right into it. Bye. Hey guys, so we are just going to get right into it. I'm going to be telling you what goals are, the importance of setting goals, and also techniques that are involved in actually setting achievable goals. Yeah, okay, so what are goals? Basically goals are like the object or the aim of an action, right? And they are usually the first step towards planning for the future. I feel when I see goals not as a measure of myself, but more as a direction. Because someone asked me something some time back, and she said, what do you think about living in the moment? Setting goals do not mean you should not live in the moment. Your goals are not your plans. And now when you set goals, your plans to achieve that goal should be flexible enough for you to live in the moment. Your goals are just like a direction. They are telling you, this is where you want to be, this is where you are going to be. Okay. Now, basically, goal setting is the old process of setting goals. Basically, the old process by which we achieve those goals, it starts from you setting the goals, from you actually doing the goal, to you actually doing the goals. I'm going to say that. Now, when you set goals, it allows you to know precisely what you want to achieve. You know where you have to concentrate your efforts, so you don't have to just live life. Jaga jaga. It gives you motivation, it allows you to be more focused, it helps you organize your time, it allows you to basically be focused, and you know, this is what I want to achieve. And when you finally achieve these things, you are able to relax and say, yes, I did this. You are able to measure your success by yourself. Now, my first golden rule when it comes to goal setting is, do not set smart goals. Yeah, do not set smart goals. A lot of people would just hold on and listen, okay? Don't set smart goals, but set smarter goals. That is a full thing. Don't set smart goals, but set smarter goals. Yes, smart goals are amazing. Be specific, be measurable. But a whole lot of us have used it over and over and over and over and over and over again. And then I found out that it was having a little bit of weakness. It was having a little bit of weakness. So yes, don't set smart goals, but set smarter goals. Okay, and I'm just going to quickly make you understand what exactly is a smarter goal. Yes. Now, when we are talking about goals, now I'm talking about the techniques. First off, you have to make sure your goals are specific enough. Okay, you have to be specific enough. Now, when you are thinking of specificity, is it specific? Yes, I actually got this right. Specificity, you are going to be looking at the what, the why, the where, the when, and the how. It asks yourself things like, what do I want to achieve? How will I get there? When should I have achieved this goal? That is when you're talking about specific. Don't just have an open-ended goal like anyhow it wants to be. You get, make sure it is specific. Make sure you know what you are aiming for. Okay, make sure your goal is specific. Next, and measurable. Now, when we're talking about it being measurable, you understand what it feels like to actually, you understand what it feels like to achieve this goal. It's more like you are quantifying your goal. Okay, let's say for example, you say, I want to get fit. That's your goal for the year. You want to get fit. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. How would you know when you are actually fit enough? Or would you just keep going and going without knowing if you've actually realized this goal or not? So your goal, instead of you saying, I want to get fit, it could be like, I want to get fit so I can take part in something, or I want to lose about this. It has a measure. Quantify it. Okay, think about your goal and think about what the success will look like for you and how you will know when you've achieved it. Now, the third thing is, it has to be achievable and attainable. Don't set unrealistic goal, basically. Set goals that is actually achievable and attainable. Now, when we're talking about achievable, if you've never exercised for your life, I'm still going to use the get fit goal for the example. If you never exercised in your life and maybe you have some sort of impairments and all that, and like I say, miracles do happen, but we do not work on miracles here. We work on facts, based on facts, based on what we can achieve. You should not set an unrealistic goal and then tell yourself, I'm going to run a marathon next week, when you know you've never exercised before in your whole life and you want to run a marathon in 3 days, 4 days. No, you guys. So you have to find the balance between your efforts and the challenge. So you have to find this balance and make sure your goals are achievable and they are attainable. Now, we will now come to relevant and realistic. So your goals has to be, basically, in this point, you have to be honest with yourself and others too. Okay? It has to be relevant. Don't just set goals because of you want to set goals. Set goals because it leads to something. It gives you this fulfillment. Ask yourself, is this something you really want to achieve, or is it just from external pressure? Is it something that is going to double your efficiency? Is it something that's going to, you know? It has to be relevant and it has to be realistic. So you have to understand your limitation. That's where we still talk about it being attainable. So it has to be realistic. You have to understand your limitations. You cannot say, I'm waking up at 4 in the morning when you sleep by 3:30 every day. Or 3:30, I'm just like saying. So that is not realistic, right? So the next thing is, it should be time bound. All your goals should have a set, clear, achievable time frame. Now, if the time frame doesn't look achievable, the whole goal setting process and goal achieving process can become like unnecessarily stressful, because then you are just trying to stress yourself to get this goal on time because your time frame is too short. So you have to be honest with yourself and tell yourself, can I actually achieve this goal within this time frame that I have given to myself? Now, the E when it comes to smarter, it stands for ecological. Your goals should not just be all around about you. It should not be self-centered. It should not be around you a whole lot. Just think about how it's going to impact you and how it's going to affect those that are also around you. Okay? So when we talk of ecology in biology, you're talking about you and your environment, how you interact with all that. So it should be ecological. Now, be thinking about how your goals will affect other people. For example, if you have a goal where you have to leave a particular area for your career or something, and you know you live in that area will mean you are pulling your whole family along with you to that area. You don't just wake up and set that kind of goal. You have to check back in with these people. You have to check back in with the people in your life and tell them, this is my goal. You get, don't set goals that require other people to sacrifice a whole lot for you to achieve your goals. Okay, now the last out there stands for rewarding. Now, keep in mind that you always assess your goals, you always review your goals. So, rewarding, is this goals rewarding enough for you? Is your goals fulfilling your value? Is it fulfilling your core value? So you have to understand yourself, you have to be in touch with yourself, you have to know that this goal that I am setting, it is fulfilling the value I want. It is rewarding for me. So that is how to set smarter goals. Make sure your goals are touching all that area. Okay, so that's the first part. Now the next thing you have to do is make sure you are setting goals for every part of your life. Don't just set personal goals and leave your career and then leave your business and then leave academics. No, set goals for every aspect of your life. Okay, set goals for every aspect of your life. And now when we're talking about setting goals, I'll get right down into how to actually set goals. I'll take you through the whole process of goal setting in a minute, but then let's just continue. Now, after making sure you are setting goals for every part of your life, you are going to review your goals. Review these goals you've set already and make sure it's positive. Tell yourself, refrain from saying negative words, and then use the terms like I will, not I might, or I think I will, or you are not thinking, and you are not thinking. Sure, you are not thinking, you are doing it. In sure, say I have, you've done it already. Say it, breathe life into it, breathe life into your goals. Stop being negative all around it. Stop, refrain from saying negative things. Even when you want to write your goals, refrain from using negative thoughts. Like, let's say for example, I'm going to give a quick example. If you write something like, I want to stop eating so much junk food, that's actually a negative thought, because it stems from a place of negativity. It could be, I want to stop eating so much junk food because I feel fat or because I feel unattractive. Instead of you to use that, you could use positive terms. You could rephrase it into positive terms like, I want to feel healthy and I will change my diet in order to do so. Now, you are not telling yourself that you are unattractive or you are fat or you are this, but you are telling yourself you want to even become better than how you are. So, everything is just the mind. It's just how you think about it. So now we are going to talk about identifying your goals, breaking it down, visualizing it and all that. So I would give you, if you've not gotten your paper and pen, if you've not gotten a piece of paper and pen, this is the right time to go get your piece of paper and pen, and we are going to come back after this break. Okay, welcome back, and now we are actually going to set your goals. I will be telling you my own process that works for me and has worked for a whole lot of people also. So the first thing we are going to do is reflect. We are going to reflect on our past year. We are going to reflect on ourselves. You just take a time out. Give yourself a time out. Go out, block out like 1 hour or 30 minutes of your time to just reflect on yourself. Think about, what do I want to achieve? What do I want to achieve? Where do I want to be in life? How do I see myself in 5, 10, 20 years? What am I trying to achieve? What do I want to see for my kids? What do I want to see for my generation after me? What do I want to do? What are the impacts I want to make? That reflects, okay? Now, after reflecting, the next thing you are going to do is have a lifelong goal. We are not talking right now about just setting goals for this year. We are talking about setting goals that are continuous. So have a lifelong goal. Your goal, not, it doesn't have to be a lifelong goal, but like a long-term goal, because goals can be divided into different parts. You can have long-term goals, you can have short-term goals, and then you can have goals for your specific purposes. Okay, so the goals can be two. You could have a long-term goal for your career, a short-term goal for your career, okay? And now when we're talking about long-term goals should be like 5 years, 10 years goals, a 5-year, 10-year goals. You should have at least one for each aspect of your life. Okay, let me share one of my goals with you. one of my goals in life is to be on Forbes 30 under 30. Yeah, and I know it's huge, it's big, how can I do it? But then, this is a goal I've had since I was a child. This is a goal I've had since I was a child. And yes, at a point I forgot about this old goal then. But when I became intentional about myself and about my personal development, I had to start working hard towards this goal again, right? So you should have a life or a long, basically I'm trying to say, have a long-term goal. It could be one, just doesn't have to be too much. You don't have to have too many goals, okay? So have a long-term goal. Write this goal down. I want you to write it down right now. Write it down right now. Okay, or just try to think it somewhere to make sure you sit down and write your goal. Write it down. Now the next thing you want to do is turn to the next page and write out a yearly goal. Think about the whole year and think about what exactly do you want to achieve during the year in your finance, in your personal life, in your lifestyle, in your education, in your career, business. Think about what you want to achieve for each of those. Just create a table and write lifestyle. This is what I want to achieve. This is what I want to achieve. This, but make sure it's not too much. Make sure this your yearly goal is working. It's something that's what we talk about, relevance. It should be relevant to your long-term goal. It should be relevant to your long-term goal, right? So that should be your yearly goal. Write them down. It doesn't have to be too much. It could be 2, it could be 3, it could be 4, it could be 5. I'm thinking if you have more than 10 goals for one aspect of your life, it's even getting too much. That's getting too much. Okay? Because if you have different goals, you will lose the whole essence of staying focused with goal setting. Okay? Now, after doing that, what you are going to do is look at each goal and look at their order of importance. Think about it. There are some goals that you have to do first before you get to the other one. So think about it from order of importance and rewrite it with the order of importance. Now, group your goals. You're going to group your goals in the order of which you have to do them. Remember, now we've talked about order of importance. Now we have to talk about order of which you have to do them. There are some goals you have to do by a particular quarter or by a particular month, or that should be the deadline for the goal. That is why your goals have to be time bound, so that when you are grouping these goals, you know how to actually plan towards this goal. We are really not talking about planning right now. We're talking about setting the goals. But then you'll be able to plan towards achieving those goals. You'll be able to say, oh, let's say for example you have a goal of saving a millionaire. Let's just say you have a goal of saving 12 millionaire by the end of the month, by the end of the year. You should know that every month you're going to be saving at least 1 millionaire, right? So that is a monthly goal. Saving one millionaire is a monthly goal. Saving 4 millionaire is a quarterly goal. So you have to group these goals in the order of how you have to do them. Okay? Now, after grouping these goals, you already have your goals all set out. So I'm just going to quickly tell you the next thing. If you want to go further, break down these goals to the smallest pieces. So that's what we're talking about. If you have a yearly goal, then you break it down into quarterly or monthly or daily, weekly. You have to break your monthly goals to your weekly goal, and then the weekly goal to the monthly daily goal. It's a whole lot of things, a whole lot of things. And you know something amazing right now? I actually have a planner that, if you're interested, I bought this, but then I'm ready to give it out for free. So if you actually listen to this point and you don't have it yet, because I know some people already got it from me, but then you can message me and I'll send it to you, right? So after doing all this, there's something I want to tell you. Make sure you are setting performance goals, not outcome goals. Now, when you're talking about performance goals, these are based on your personal performance. These are based on your personal performance. What you can keep control of. So you should have goals that you can set as much. You should have goals that you have as much control of as possible. Now, if you have goals that external factors have more control than you, there's every tendency that you may not achieve those goals the way you want to, because you will not draw satisfaction, because external tendencies are more of having effect on them than you yourself. So that's why I'm saying set performance goals and not outcome goals. Okay, so we are done. The last step for goal setting is actually doing it. Do it. That's it. A lot of people set goals and then don't do it because you do not have a plan. Yes. So make sure you message me for that planner. It's going to help you break down your goals from yearly to monthly for the whole of 2022, monthly down to daily, weekly, you have daily goals that you have to do. Everything, you notice everything keeps stepping up. It's more like you climbing a ladder. So from the daily goal, you see you're achieving your weekly goal, and you achieving this weekly goal is allowing you to go one step closer to achieving your monthly goal, and you achieving that monthly goal is allowing you to go one step closer to achieving your quarterly goal and then your yearly goal. Okay, so I'm just quickly going to give you a little brief things that you have to do. So the first thing is identify your goals with a focus on it being realistic and specific. Then secondly, break down those goals into smaller steps. Break it down, write it down, visualize it. Make sure you write it down and visualize it. Then thirdly, identify those potential obstacles. Then we are going to talk about your goals being achievable. Do not just think about yes. Identify the potential obstacles between you and your goals. If, for example, you have a goal that you have to do a particular thing, but then you are in school and you know you might not be able to do that, you should identify these obstacles so you can work towards clearing the obstacles. Okay, now the fourth thing is build a schedule and allow adequate time. So you should have time to actually pursue these goals. Okay, and then the fifth one is do it. Carry out your goal. Okay, carry out your goal, and we are done. We're done. You know, I think I'll be singing a whole lot for you guys right now with my horrible voice. Okay, yeah, so that is it on goal setting. I hope you enjoyed today's session. If you did, please do give me feedback. I love receiving feedback from you all. Do give me feedback. So thank you so much for listening to me. I love you so much. Please do well to follow me on Instagram at Khadijat with a double E and a J-A-R-T with an underscore. And then on WhatsApp at +234905781-0665. Yay! I'm so excited. Like, one of my goals this year is to be consistent with my podcast, and it's not going to be easy, I swear it's not, but would I try? Yes. And now, before I go, I quickly want to say something. You not achieving your goal at the end of the year doesn't mean you're stupid, or doesn't mean you didn't work well, or it doesn't mean that. It's not a measure of you just because you tried and you did something, you achieved something. Focus on that. Focus on the positive. I think we should talk about positivity in this podcast sometime. We should talk about positive mindsets, positive attitude. Focus on the positive aspect of it. This is something about me. I'm the most negative person in this world. I'm all about negativity, always thinking about negative, but then I'm trying to balance it out. So whenever something happens, I already think about negative, but then I try to focus, reroute my focus back to the positive. So okay. So thank you for listening once again. Thank you for the support. I love you so much. Bye.